Thank you. Good evening, everyone. This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of March 6, 2014, convening at 8:35 Eastern Time. And I'm ready to ask the secretary to take the roll.
And I just want to remind people to use #1 when you're not speaking. I know for taking attendance, you probably just want to quickly do it and be done. But after that, if you would please #1 and mute yourself. Brian Edward Stegert.
Here.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Here.
Janet Coburn.
Here.
Margie Wilkinson.
Here.
Rodrigo Agueta. Lydia Breton.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Here. I'm muting myself.
Okay, thanks. Adriana Casanaz. Hank Land. George Ryder.
Here.
Richard Uzzell.
Here.
Carolyn Burton.
Here.
Janet Coleman. Doreen Roberts is here. Manager Sabah. Jim Brown.
Janet Coleman.
Hi. Almost perfect.
Adriana Casmade.
Huh?
Adriana Casmade.
Oh, hi. Good. Thank you. Okay. Jim Brown. Benito Diaz. Lizette King. Tony Norman.
Present.
Heather Gray. Anna Jane Ward.
Present.
Thank you. Summer, you're here. I heard you. Summer East. No, perhaps not. Is there anyone whose name I did not call?
Hank Lamps on the line.
Okay. All right.
Here we have, I think, 16 members.
Very good. Thank
and
you.
Hank, thank you.
First of all, let me ask if there is somebody...
I'm sorry, I got cut off the call. This is Summer Reese. Are you calling the executive director?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And excuse me, Janet Coleman, did you catch that I was on the call?
Yes.
I did.
Thanks.
Okay.
She acknowledged your presence. Thank you.
Thanks.
The first thing I'd like to ask for is a timekeeper. Is there someone who has an instrument for keeping time who would be willing to keep time so that we can... stick to our 90 seconds. No volunteers?
I'll keep time. Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA.
You'll do it, Jose Luis?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Okay, Jose Luis, timekeeper. Okay. All right, thank you all. Now we are ready to move to the first item of business, which is the agenda approval. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Kim Lubischak.
Brian, so move.
Brian, move. Okay.
Kim Lubischak.
Hold on a second. One voice at a time. I heard Brian moved, and who seconded?
I did. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Thank you. Okay. All right.
Richard to the staff.
Okay, so I have... Oh, hello, Richard. So I have Kim and Richard on agenda approval. Let me...
There was somebody else.
Janet K. Point of personal privilege.
Okay. What is your point of personal privilege, Janet?
I am requesting that people mute their phones when they're not speaking. There's squeaky stuff on the phone. Thanks.
Thank you, Janet.
And Summer Reese to the stack.
Okay. So I would remind people that amendments to the agenda, any changes either in asking something be taken off the agenda or added to the agenda, well, wait a minute, taken off the agenda or its place on the agenda be moved, are limited to two speakers for and two speakers against before we vote on them. If you want to add something to the agenda at this point, it takes a two-thirds vote to add anything. Okay?
Point of order, Madam Chair.
What is your point of order, Richards?
The agenda hasn't been approved, so it doesn't take two-thirds. It takes a majority.
Okay. Fine. Thank you. All right. Point well taken. Kim, I have Kim, Richard, and Summer on the list. Is that right? Okay, Kim, go ahead.
I would like to move my motion to about, let me read it, it is that an HR employment attorney must be available to provide legal counsel to the board during any employment or personnel discussion. I'd like that moved up so we deal with it before we go into closed session.
Require a second?
Hold on a second. I'll ask for the second. Kim, where would you like that moved to? You have to specify a place on the agenda.
I guess number C, after next meeting date.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Is there a second?
Janet Coleman.
Thank you. All right. Kim, why don't you go ahead and motivate your motion, and then we'll find speakers for and against.
Okay. How many minutes does she have?
She has. Everybody has 90 seconds. Okay, go ahead, Kim.
Okay. Well, I should have sent this out. It's critical for the PNB to get competent legal and professional personnel advice when considering actions that might result in significant liability for Pacifica. And whereas ordinary prudent board members would insist on getting such counsel before taking actions on such matters, and whereas certain proposed personnel actions by PNB members could result in significant financial and legal liability, I move that an HR employment attorney must be available to provide legal counsel to the board during any employment or personnel discussions.
Okay. Now
point of information.
Who's got a point of information?
This is Lydia.
Okay, what is your question, Lydia?
So my question is, is that full motion, was that sent to the board? I know the item was noticed, but I'm just saying the wording in the motion sent to the board, I'm looking for it.
Well, I think the motion before us is that was Kim's what do you call it?
Right. Just to add
her motivation, but the motion is in the agenda and HR.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
No. Sorry, Serene. That's not the motion that she sent to the board, and we're not supposed to be discussing the motion, but rather the placement of the motion.
Right. I'm asking her to motivate why she wants it moved on the agenda. Okay.
Well. I mean, if you need me to, you know, just say it, I think it's critical that the PNB get competent legal and professional personnel advice when considering actions that might result in significant liability for Pacifica. I mean, I can whereas, but that's my motivation. These are the reasons why I want this motion considered early.
Okay. Now I'm ready to take two speakers for and two speakers against. A speaker for the motion.
For the motion of moving this up front?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would just be a speaker for that motion.
Go ahead, Janet.
Look, I think this is kind of a no-brainer for anybody who is sort of a reasonable and fiduciary and responsible financial advisor to this board.
We're not arguing the motion.
Yeah.
Just
why should it be moved up front? Because so much of what we do will then depend on whether or not we have agreed to support ourselves with legal counsel and not agreed at the front, you know, to pursue any part of this meeting until we have explored the possibility of us being a pro se attorney for ourselves. That is not what I think what any of us really signed on to, nor do I think it's reasonable within the confines of our fiduciary responsibility. I think we should be much more grown up and attentive to really, and I think it's urgent that we begin at the top with this, because this is the underlying conflict that has been kind of permeating this board. Are we entitled to legal counsel? Is it wise for us to have it? Is it advisable for us to have it? Is it highly unadvisable for us not to have it, particularly in very rarefied areas of the law like HR, whereas we could see every city and state and community has its own very particular rules about what is done and what is not done. We should be privy to every one of those before we take careless or frivolous actions with regard to our personnel.
Time is up.
Okay. Someone against the motion to move this item? Anyone want to speak against it?
Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
We spend entirely too much time moving things around on the agenda. That's why we never get to things on the agenda. We have an agenda. Why don't we just work through it? This is where the time gets eaten every time. So I actually want to move. I am actually opposed to moving anything. Let's just go.
Okay, thank you. So we've now, let's see. Another speaker for? All right, another speaker against? Well, I think we're ready to come to a vote on this. Will the secretary please take the roll?
Brian Edwards Steger?
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
No.
Is that a yes or a no? I'm sorry.
That's a no.
Okay, thanks. Janet Coburn?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm not getting my yeses and nos very clearly tonight. Was that N-O?
That was yes from Janet K. Y-E-S.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Can you repeat that, please?
On the issue of moving the HR attorney issue from 3F to 1C.
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I vote no. It's on the agenda.
Thank you. Joe Gatto? Santon One, George Ryder?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Richard Uzzell?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Oh, yes.
Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Manager Sabah? Jim Brown?
No.
Benito Diaz? Thank you. Benito Diaz? Lizette King? Tony Norman?
No.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Janice Lane Ewart?
Yes.
I vote no. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Thank you. One moment. I have a vote of 9 yes to 8 no.
I have a point of procedure.
I'm sorry, if the chair could finish.
Yes. So the motion carries. It will be moved to this item will be moved to
1C.
Okay. What is your point of procedure, Kim?
Well, whether the chair can vote or not, I mean, Robert says the chair can only vote if it changes the outcome of of a motion. So this didn't change it, so I don't... I think we need to get this established
okay.
sort of like,
so,
quickly.
So I will ask George Ryder to explain why he thinks I get to vote.
Can you listen to my voice?
Mm-hmm. George, are you there?
I'm back. Yeah. It's a little ambiguous in Roberts. It's sort of good practice that you don't vote because that way you sort of are a more neutral figure. On the other hand, I don't think it's prohibited from you voting if you really want to do it. So that's my interpretation of what Roberts says.
Okay, and what I read online after we talked about this was that if the chair is an elected member of the body and is an equal status to all the other members of the body, then the chair is free to vote.
Yeah, I think that's the right principle, that you don't lose your vote if you want to exercise it.
Brian
here?
Yeah, and then
hold
Kim
on,
again,
Kim.
Please.
Hold on, Kim.
Yes.
Go ahead, Brian.
I agree. I think the way we call the vote should be different, though. I think the secretary should give a count and then ask you if you want to vote. Roberts says you have the power to vote, but it also strongly recommends that you refrain from voting unless it would change the outcome. And you obviously don't know whether you're going to change the outcome until right. you know how the rest of the votes count
right.
out.
Right. Okay, I'm fine with that.
Kim, just one more.
Hold on a second. Serene, is that okay? So before you take my vote, you'll announce what the votes are to that point, and then I'll decide whether I want to vote or not.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Kim?
I reviewed some parts of the in-person meeting, and at one point, Brian made the same point that I'm making now at the PNB meeting, and that was not challenged. So.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's okay.
What do you mean that's okay?
Water
you know,
under the bridge, okay?
No, it's not. That was what was said at the PNB meeting, that the, you know, chair doesn't vote unless they change the outcome of a vote. We didn't challenge it then. So it would be good if we're consistent. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, moving on. Are we ready to vote on the agenda? Oh, I'm sorry. There are two more people on the speaker's list. Richard, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. We have this agenda that was sent out, but there's also that huge agenda that we've been dragging along all year from last year and from the year before that. And that's part of the agenda, too. So I want to move up or move that we move up a motion from the Finance Committee that is in those, I think it's on the second or third page of what do you call these motions? And it's, it's from the Finance. Right, it's from the Finance Committee, and it's about GMs making quarterly reports to the Finance Committee, and I'd like to ask that it be moved to 3A.
Okay, I think Richard, I hate to do this, but I think I have to rule that out of order just because nobody has that item before them because it wasn't posted before the agenda went out. So
if everybody has a copy of the book from D.C., it's a book from D.C.
Okay, I'm not sure everybody has their book, and I think it's we need to talk about what to do with that huge backlog of old business, and I have a proposal which I was going to send to the board after this meeting. Someone please put your phone on mute. But at this point, I'm going to say that your motion is out of order because we can't guarantee that everyone has the motion in front of them.
Kim, to the stack, please.
Well,
I can send a copy of it if you need me to.
I'm sorry. It was not part of the agenda as published for this meeting. I'm not saying that it shouldn't have been on the agenda, but you didn't notice it at the time when the agenda was approved. So as far as...
Okay. I'll challenge it.
Janet, see to the stack on that.
Okay, well, now I hope I got this right. A challenge to the chair is debatable. I get to speak first and I get to speak last. And my position is
it's not debatable if it pertains to the order of business, which this does.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Okay. I remember that. Someone told me that. Okay. So it's not debatable. So we will come to – so the question is whether or not you uphold the ruling of the chair or not, and I will ask the secretary to take the roll.
Brian Edwards Steger?
Oh, yes.
And yes, upholds the chair. No, does not. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Janet Coburn?
Pass.
Rodrigo Agueta? Lydia Brazón?
Yes.
Kim Coffin?
No.
Compound Lauren Lawrence.
Lawrence Reyes, yes.
Thank you. Adriana Casanoff.
Yes.
Hank Lamb. Thank you there. Pound one.
Yeah, hold. Okay. Yeah. Yes, I hope hold.
Thank you. George Ryder.
It's been 2 years now.
George, you're very faint. Well, you're silent, actually. Pound one to unmute. Richard Uzzell.
No.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
Janet Coleman.
No. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can, clearly.
No.
Manager Sabah. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz. Lizette King. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
I'm sorry, Serene. No.
Janice Lane Ewart.
No.
Serene Roberts votes yes. Janet Coburn, you passed.
No.
Rodrigo, are you on now? George Ryder, I did not hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay, I abstain.
Okay, one moment, please. Madam Chair?
Yes.
The vote is 9 yes, 7 no. Do you wish to vote?
I will abstain.
I'm sorry?
I'm abstaining. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. 9-7. Motion failed.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
The support of the chair. The chair is supported in her ruling.
Thank you. Okay. What is your point of order, Richard?
I'd like to ask that in the future that all these motions that we need to deal with be put left on the agenda and you know, so that we can move them around and hopefully as they become time sensitive, as this one I just tried to move up, I think is time sensitive, we can move it up. I'd also like to ask that didn't seem Director Lamb had a motion about proposing a swap sale for BAI, and that's not on the agenda, and I thought it was sent forward early enough to be on the agenda.
I'm sorry, I missed that particular conversation.
Orders of the day, Madam Chair. That's beyond a point of order.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I did send it in at time.
Wait, is Hank on the call?
No, it is a point of order because it talks about what the agenda is.
Okay.
And I'm merely saying that.
Hold on.
I'm merely saying that Director Lamb sent a motion, and it's not on here.
Okay,
That's correct. I sent it in time, and it's been discussed back and forth all week.
That's true. Okay. And, Serene, do you have that motion?
When did you send it, Hank? I'll look for the date.
Last Thursday in the morning. I think in the morning, around noon maybe.
Okay, well, this is just the item, so we, without having the motion, we all saw it. So.
Okay. So we'll just, can we add it? We'll just add it to the agenda, okay?
Yes.
Well, the motion is there.
The motion is on the agenda?
No, the motion is in the email.
In the email, okay.
Yeah.
So if somebody could send it out again, I will ask everybody to add it to the agenda. All right.
Kim,
add it where?
Okay. Summer was the next person on the list on the agenda discussion. Go ahead, Summer.
You have to specify where on the agenda, Margie.
Oh, I'm proposing that it be added after the motion that G, so it would become item number H. Okay. Summer?
Point of information, this is Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA.
What is your question?
When do I start timing? If you can tell me, Chair, I'll start timing.
Oh, my God, I thought you were timing. Okay. No, you right from the beginning, everybody who talks gets 90 seconds, okay?
Right.
And their 90 seconds begins when they begin speaking. And if they're interrupted, then we make adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right. Summer.
Yes, thank you, Margie. I guess I would like a point of clarification from the chair and the secretary. It is March, and on every agenda that goes out, I am still being referred to as the interim executive director. And I would like to know for the record, is this an inadvertence or is this being done purposely? Because obviously it appears to be disrespectful and insulting at this point in time to still have interim in front of my title. So I would like to have clarity from the people preparing the agenda if you are doing this intentionally or if it is merely inadvertently happening on every agenda that's going out. Thank you.
Okay. Serene, do you want to respond or I can respond?
I can. I'm not sure.
Person, mute your phone. Thank you.
Yeah. Police chief.
Okay. So,
point of order. This is Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA. I just call matters of the day. We shouldn't be answering questions here.
Okay. This is something that I would prefer to discuss in executive session.
Is there something executive about why there's still an interim title in front of my name?
Yes.
I don't understand why that would be executive.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
I mean, this is being posted on public websites, and it's inaccurate. So if there's some reason why someone feels it's not inaccurate, I would like to know what that is, and I'm perfectly willing to hear what that is.
Let's talk. No, I meant executive session where you are present, Summer, not executive.
No, I understand that, but the inaccurate agendas are being posted publicly on our website, so I'd like the public to know why the secretary and the chair are still insisting on using interim in front of my title. I think we all have a right to know why that's occurring.
My position is that it is not clear to me that the requirements for you to have achieved executive director status without the interim have been fulfilled, and that needs to be clarified. And I am happy to do that. I'm happy to state my position and ask the board how we would go about clarifying those issues, but I would prefer to do
Absolutely.
It in executive session.
I certainly would like to know what requirements could possibly be, please. Thank you.
Background check for one.
It's been completed, and I think we've satisfied that ad nauseum. I've had the most extensive background check of anybody in Pacifica ever.
What is
ever.
The day, Madam Chair?
And passed it with flying colors, and
day,
I'm very tired of hearing it.
Orders of the day. We are moving on.
Carol, on the stack, please.
Are we ready?
No, I think this is worthy of discussion. Apparently, there's an issue that I need to be publicly discussed if there's apparently still an issue about my background check.
Serene. Put it on the next agenda.
Yeah. I would like to see the corrected title on these agendas, and I object. Thank
point
you.
Of
point,
order.
Point,
so
point, point taken. Point taken.
Point we, of order.
Are we, who has a, way too much noise. Who has
Serene
a point
Carolyn
of order?
Burden. A burden.
Point what is
order.
Your point of your point of order, Carolyn?
I'm sorry. Can
the,
you hear me?
The executive director has raised a point, and to fluff it off by putting it elsewhere or saying that, in fact, a signed contract is not a signed contract and that the executive director is still interim is exactly what she says, disrespectful and insulting. And I would like it addressed immediately. This is outrageous. I believe that she is owed an apology. And then we can move on.
Back to the stack.
Thank you.
No, I'm not
going
to take
you hear me?
I'm sorry. I'm not taking any more speaking questions.
I'm sorry. This is Serene with a point of order. Can you hear me?
Okay, Serene, go ahead. What is your point of order?
Okay. I believe that anyone working in our national office and anyone who has served any period of time on the board understands full well that a discussion of someone's employment status, an individualized discussion of employment status on an open call is inappropriate. So this needs to stop now.
Summer to the stack. There's been no discussion about me being interim or otherwise, so I do not understand why that is an issue here whatsoever. It has nothing to do with my status okay, whatsoever. Summer, this is totally inappropriate. I'm sorry. I didn't recognize you.
Margie.
I'm sorry. We are moving on now.
Hello?
Are we ready to vote on the
agenda? I have a point of information, a question.
What is your question, Janet?
I want to know what exactly, I need to ask the executive director, what constitutes a background check and why are they not usually presented to a board? I want to know what the issue is here.
We are on agenda approval. Point of order.
We are on agenda approval, and I am sorry. But Serene is absolutely right.
Information manager.
The public needs to know this.
The information.
Point of information manager.
Hold on a second, manager. I'm responding to Janet. We are going to move on now. What is your point? What is your question, Janet?
My question is,
no.
Precisely is a background check,
Janet,
and how is this overstepping our bounds in much the way that we're asking to be a National Security Council here?
Janet, we're moving on now. We're moving on now.
I'm asking if it's a regular or very highly irregular thing for a background check in HR practice to be given to anybody.
Okay, please, let me do this. Let me chair this. Okay, Manager, what is your question?
My question is that when a person whose situation is being discussed is present and doesn't mind that he's publicly discussed, what is the problem with doing that? And this is nothing secret. This person has been evaluated.
Manager, what is your question?
My question is, she's present and she doesn't mind if the information that has been publicized already is going to be discussed. She has every right to ask the question, and I think what is happening is a harassment and torture and abuse.
I'm sorry.
We have been fighting against torture and abuse, and we should not be doing it ourselves. And none of us can stand for this.
That is not.
She has been harassed for months and months and months.
Okay, stop.
And who? I want to see who is qualified on this board to even judge this. We haven't seen any of your background checks.
On the road, chair.
I'm asking you to stop.
Judgment
of
others.
On the road, chair.
Who is requesting a point of order?
Lawrence Reyes.
What is your point of order, Lawrence?
Point of order is that my colleague is completely out of order.
Okay,
and she's not following any kind of procedures or any kind of decorum or respect.
Thank you.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
What is your question? Who is this, Adriana?
Adriana Casney.
What is your question, Adriana?
Could anybody remind the members that point of information is a question?
Yes, thank you.
No, it's a request question.
Point
thank
of
you.
Order.
Thank
that's
you.
That's pretty funny, Adriana.
Okay, that's enough. Are we ready to vote on the agenda?
I think it's pretty funny that we got a contract.
No, we are not ready to vote on the agenda.
I want all
January
of you to stop talking right now.
Two people.
Mine should be the only voice you hear.
Are we ready to vote on the agenda?
Madam Chair, point of order.
No.
What? Then
point
I will ask. I will ask.
This
someone
is Kim.
To that
I've been on the stack
debate.
For a while.
What is? Do you have a point of order or a point of information, Kim?
Neither.
Well, that's okay then, because what we're talking about is the agenda.
Exactly. I don't need to make a point of order or information in order to be called on.
Do you have
a motion
on the agenda?
I would like to find out what happened to Heather's motion that she sent to us all at least 2 weeks ago or more that has been not shown up on the agenda at all, which she sent us yesterday to remind you all that it did not get on the agenda.
It was an executive session item.
It's an executive session item.
Is it on the executive session?
Madam
We're
Chairman,
not debating the executive session agenda right now.
We're talking about this agenda. We'll talk about it when we get to the executive session. Are we ready to vote on the agenda?
No. Point of order, yes. Burton.
What is your point of order, Carolyn? Somebody please mute your phone because there's dreadful interference.
My point of order is that the executive director's query has not been addressed.
That's right.
And I do not appreciate being shushed and told that we are going to move right along. It's an important issue. It's a logical issue. It belongs on the agenda. And I would like, I would appreciate the chair addressing it respectfully without denigrating a question.
I'm not denigrating the question. I believe that it should be discussed in executive session. That's what I said. And that's
well, then
what
let us, may I move then to change the agenda of the planning session until it is discussed in executive session because the executive director is correct. She is the executive director. And it is disrespectful.
What
so
is
I'm
your, what
that,
is your, Carolyn?
Excuse me, I haven't been to the room. Someone is interrupting me.
Rodrigo, hang on one second. Carolyn,
agenda to reflect the reality, which is that the executive director is the executive director. That's a motion.
I don't understand your motion. Say it.
That we correct the current agenda of the open session to reflect the fact that the ED is to be referred to as the ED, not the IED. That's a motion.
What is your point? What is your question, Rodrigo?
My question is
that motion. I'll second that motion that Carolyn made.
Hold on a second.
Point of information.
Hold on a second. I have recognized Rodrigo for a point of information. What is your question, Rodrigo?
Yes. My question is that if everyone is ready to vote for the agenda, so anyone can intervene and say no, and then the discussion follows, you know, with that? Or do we go ahead and do the voting? I mean, is there any way that we can call the question? I mean, if I call the question, they say, I'm not going to call it right now because I'm going to be out of order. But if I call the question, then no more discussion, how does that work? And I'm asking you this because I want to know if we're going to be spending, you know, like 3 hours like last time. I better hang up and call back later, you know, when you're in executive session. I got some more important things to do because the same, are we allowing to be sabotaged the same way that we were at the last meeting?
Point of order.
I'm asking questions.
Yeah, you want to know. Pardon me. I'm going to respond. Excuse me.
Point of order, Chair Janet.
Hold on. I'm going to respond to Rodrigo's question.
No, there's a motion on the floor, Madam Chair.
I'm about to rule the motion out of order because I don't think it has anything to do with the agenda. Okay? And that is my position, that the motion is out of order. It does not have to do with the content of the agenda. It is a dispute which we can talk about someplace else, but not here. So that is my ruling on the motion, and I am asking now that we come to a vote on approving the agenda.
I'd like to check.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I'm challenging the ruling of the chair. That's what I heard.
Do I get my point of order?
What is your point of order?
To Rodrigo. Rodrigo, this is a free speech organization. The idea here is to discuss the issues, not to hurry up and shut down the agenda, not to shut down the discussion.
That's
not the primary reason we're gathered here.
That's not a
point of order.
To shut a whole half of the meeting down because you want to get on with your life.
No, listen.
This is your
Janet, life. Janet, this is the agenda. If we can settle this, we can talk about everything. We can talk, and everyone will have a chance to speak twice on every issue.
This is Kim to the stack, please.
There is no stack. I have ruled the motion out of order. Carolyn has challenged my ruling, and I believe her challenge was seconded by Richard, and this, again, is a procedural matter, so there's no discussion on the ruling. We will just vote. Secretary, please take the roll. The vote is whether or not you uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Madam Chair, as a point of privilege, you know, members need to email their motions before we get to voting because stuff changes midstream all the time.
Got it. Thank you. Do I need to email my ruling to you?
No, you do not.
Thank you. All right. Would you please call the roll? This is go ahead.
Okay. I'm challenging the chair who has ruled that the IED issue is not an agenda item. We're open, correct?
Yeah. The question is upholding the chair.
Right. So it's yes to uphold the chair, no to not to.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, and thank you, Brian. Brian, you're up. Brian Edwards Tiger.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes. Yeah.
No.
Rodrigo
Agueta?
Yes.
Lydia Brazón?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Casanav?
Yes.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Hank Lamb?
Yes.
George Ryder?
I abstain. Did you hear me?
I did. Thank you. Richard Rizal?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Manager Sabah? Pound Pound 1 to unmute, yes to uphold the chair, no to not uphold the chair.
No.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Lisa King? Tony Norman?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
No.
Janice Lane Ewart. Sorry, Janice, again.
My vote was no.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I vote yes. One moment, please. Madam Chair, the count is 11 yes, 8 no. Do you wish to vote?
Yes, I wish to abstain.
Thank you. The chair is upheld.
Thank you.
I have a point of personal privilege, or procedure, actually. Carolyn Burden.
Okay. What is your point of procedure?
I usually use the agenda as it was sent out to take notes. And I find that the agenda that was sent out has track changes enabled in it. And I am unable to take notes in a normal way without track changes. Could the secretary resend a copy of the agenda without the track changes enabled? I'm not sure how to turn that off, but it's quite a mess. I would very much appreciate that.
I don't think we can ask the secretary to do that at this point because she's got other responsibilities for this meeting. But perhaps we can talk about that for future agendas.
Well, this is Kim. May I be recognized, please?
What is well for what, Kim?
I move that the secretary clean up these minutes and post our revised agenda. I'm sorry, clean up this agenda and post on KPFTX the revised agenda so people know what is on the agenda, not all of these changes the public is aware of, and I think they should be.
I second that.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
I'll recognize the secretary, yes.
Okay, well, I think Adriana had a point of order. I guess she goes first.
I'm sorry, you're right. Adriana, what is your point of order?
I don't understand. Shouldn't we keep going with the agenda? It's a new motion.
Yeah.
They send it in writing. I don't understand what's going on.
So a motion has been made that the secretary clean up the agenda and post it on KPT on the the website.
Point of clarification: when it's approved.
Madam Chair,
I defer to the point of order, but I would like to speak before another member does.
Go ahead, Green.
So the document was initially sent to the board as a PDF, and it was posted on KPFTX as a PDF. One of the members who has just spoken, in fact, asked that it be sent to them as a Word document, which I did. I know how to turn track changes off for my work. I don't know how to instruct someone else to do it. I will make sure that track changes are not enabled in future versions that I sent out. You only got a Word document, which is what, allows for track changes because you asked for a Word document. It was sent to you initially as a PDF.
But I did not request a track change.
I just want to move us along here. We do not need to be discussing this. I am sorry that people are inconvenienced. We have had many agendas over the year that I've been on the board. And we've made changes to the agenda, and we've lived with them. And the corrected agenda appears in the minutes when the minutes are posted. I really think this is not an appropriate conversation for us. We have been meeting now for nearly an hour, and we are ready to start, I hope. So I'm going to ask that we take a vote on approving the agenda as amended. And I will point out that the amendments include moving Kim's motion, which is F on your agenda, to just before to item C, which moves everything down, and adding Hank's motion as item H.
I'm going to ask,
what is your point of order, Kim?
Well, I made a motion, and it was seconded. I'd like the approved agenda cleaned up and posted to KPFTX when convenient within 24 hours of the for the secretary to do that.
Oh, all right. Are there any objections to this motion?
Yes.
Yes, it's out of order.
If
it's not an amendment to the agenda, it's out of order.
Thank you.
It
is out of order. I recognize it as out of order.
Can we move, please? Let's move.
Okay. So the motion is out of order, and now we will move to vote on the agenda, approving the agenda. I'm going to ask the secretary to take the roll.
Brian Edwards Tiebert.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Jan Colbert.
Pass.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Lydia Breton.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Pass.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Katanev?
Yes.
Hank Lam?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Uzel?
Abstain.
Carolyn Burden?
This motion is out of order. I abstain. With objection.
Yes or no? Janet Coleman?
Pass.
Manager Saba? #1 to unmute.
Abstain.
Jim Brown? On approving the agenda?
Yes. Jim Brown votes yes.
Thank you. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Lizette Cain? Tony Norman?
Yes.
Heather Gray? #1 if you wish to vote, Heather.
I'm sorry. I abstain, Serene.
Thank you. Janice Lane Ewart? Janice, I didn't get that.
I abstain.
Thank you. I vote yes. One moment, please. I'll be passed at
Did
Janice.
You hear me, Manisha? Did you hear me?
No.
I believe you said you abstained, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Thank you very much.
Janet Coleman?
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman? Kaufman?
I'm going to abstain, too.
Janet.
Don't push buttons. Don't do that.
I didn't do anything. Were you calling on?
No,
Janet,
no, no.
You call me.
How about no?
Okay, thanks. One moment. Agenda is approved with a vote of 12-1.
Thank you. I wish to be recorded as present but not voting. Thank you, Serene.
Oh, thanks, and I'm sorry for that.
12-1. Point of information, how many people abstained?
Abstentions are not recorded.
Manisha, may I ask a question?
Yes, Manisha, what is your question?
Why abstained are not recorded?
They are recorded. Did Serene say they're not recorded?
I thought Serene said that.
She didn't report it.
She didn't. How many abstentions were there, Serene?
There were 7 abstentions. My understanding is that abstentions are not recorded as per Robert's rules. That's what I hear constantly with my local boy.
No, they're recorded. They're recorded.
I think we should record abstentions. I don't know what Robert's
Okay, so we'll be happy to check Robert's rules. In the meantime, we have an agenda.
Thank you very much.
Point of information?
Yes, Menage, what is your question?
If the board agrees that we need to do that and we historically have done it, why do we have to go to Roberts?
Please, don't worry about it, okay? We'll take this up in the future. We don't need to deal with this right now.
Point of order, please, Madam Chair, procedure rather.
Carolyn, what is your point of order?
Yes, the member has a very good point. Why are we changing a procedure now of something that we have always done? And I do not appreciate being, if I may, fluffed off. It's an important point. Are we going to record abstentions or not? As
my,
we have always done.
I will tell you my
always
preference.
Overruled Robert. Excuse
my,
me. We've always overruled Roberts and done that. So why are we changing now?
My preference.
Without a vote.
My preference is that we record abstentions. The secretary is free to check Robert's rules of order, do whatever she wants. We may have to direct her to record abstentions, but we don't need to discuss it now. She has given us the abstentions on this vote. The first item of business on the agenda is Kim's motion, which is in your agenda.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry.
We have to do the next meeting date. I apologize.
Point of information that, or point of order, that was my motion also, to put that up there.
I'm sorry?
Never mind.
It doesn't matter. Okay, I apologize. Yes, we do need to discuss the next meeting date.
Brian here.
Go ahead, Brian.
I move we meet one night from today.
1 week.
One week from today.
You did second.
Stockholm syndrome.
I was going to second the 1 month thing.
Okay. Well, he said one night. That would be tomorrow. Okay. So it's been moved. And has someone seconded Brian's motion? Adriana seconds. That we meet 1 week from tonight, which means it needs to get posted on KPFX.
Objection here.
Well, it's a motion, and we're going to have a discussion, okay? So, Jose Luis, somebody please mute your phone.
Richard to the stack, please.
Yeah, hold on.
This is Heather to the stack as well.
Got it. Okay, 1 second, everybody. We have a motion. I'm asking Jose Luis to be sure and time speakers, and you get to interrupt the speakers when they go beyond their 90 seconds. I have on the stack, well, first I will ask Brian to motivate his motion, and then I have on the stack, I heard Richard and Heather, and I will call for additions to the stack after Brian has had an opportunity to motivate his motion. Go ahead, Brian.
If we want to get back to second and fourth Thursdays, I think we should start now. Clearly, we're going to have carryover business. Some of it's backed up. So let's meet a week from tonight, the 13th.
Okay, thank you. Richard and then Heather.
I'd like to propose a substitute motion that we have the same meeting dates that we had last year. The original meeting will be on the 4th Thursday, and the carryover will be the following 2nd Thursday.
I second.
All right.
It's kind of Brian's motion, but it adds a little more to it.
It is sort of Brian's motion. Okay. So would you please send your substitute motion to the secretary?
Okay.
And Richard, can you clarify? Do you mean starting next week?
Okay, we can start next week. I'm up with that. That would be the continuation of this meeting, right? Okay.
This is Heather. I'm opposed to that.
Heather, you're on the list.
Right?
You're on the list.
Thank you.
We get a new list, but you want to be on the
list.
I want
to be on the stack.
Kim to the stack, please.
Okay, hold on.
Kim to the stack.
Okay, so hold on, everybody. As I understand it, Richard's motion is that we go back. We return to meeting on 2nd and 4th Thursdays, that the 4th Thursday would be the first meeting and the 2nd Thursday would be a continuation meeting. And just for clarification, Richard, as I understand it, what a continuation meeting means is that there are no changes to the – please, whoever's got your – who's un – someone's – thank you. If there are no changes to the agenda in the continuation meeting, is that correct?
Without a two-thirds vote.
Oh, yeah, without a two-thirds vote. Richard, am I correct about that?
That's right. And might we say a continuation meeting if necessary?
Okay. Our regular meeting would be on the 4th Thursday. And a meeting on the 2nd Thursday, if necessary, which would be a continuation meeting, meaning that there is no changes to the agenda. All right, so that's the clarification.
Thank you.
Of the motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome. Hold on. I have a speaker's list. So let me tell you who's on the speaker's list, and then if you want to add your name, you can tell me. I have Heather, Kim, Hank, and Lydia. Does anyone else want to speak?
Serene, please.
Okay. So go ahead, Heather.
The affiliates task force is scheduled to meet the 2nd Thursday of every month this year.
So it's already scheduled on KPFTX for next Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. So I'm hoping that the board will not meet at that time.
Okay. Thank you. Kim. Kim, I'm calling on you.
Yes, wait for the stock.
Okay. Kim? All right.
Yeah, I was on mute, and I'm just temporarily forgot what I was going to say, believe
okay.
it or not. Can
I'll
I
put you at
Pat,
the end of the list.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Hank.
Well, I'm wondering how the notification for a meeting 7 days from today is going to work.
Well, it has to be posted now.
Immediately.
Before midnight in New York.
And would that be with the agenda, or is that a holdover from this meeting?
It would be, I think it would be whatever we don't get to on this meeting.
It would be a continuation.
Yeah, it would be a continuation, okay?
I'm good with that, yeah.
Okay. Lydia.
So you're saying the meeting on the 13th would be a continuation, right?
Right.
So I will oppose this only because we didn't know that ahead, so there are things that I may have moved for this meeting, not knowing that this, you know, it would, the next meeting is a continuation meeting and I would need a two-thirds vote. So I don't have an objection going forward after the first meeting, but I don't think we should limit ourselves for the next meeting because for a number of reasons. For example, the governance committee passed a bylaws amendment, timeline for 2014, et cetera. So I will oppose it unless we start it. Let me amend it, that the 4 weeks from now going forward, the motion is as stated.
All right.
But that the next meeting is not limited to a continuation meeting, but will include the items that are left over from this meeting, but will not require the two-thirds.
In order to, so what you're saying, you're amending the motion to say that the schedule of the second and fourth and second Thursdays would be adhered to, but specifically for the meeting on March 13th, you want to be able to add things to the agenda. Is that correct?
Well, I may not. It's just the idea that we haven't had sufficient notice.
It would be possible to add things to the agenda.
Exactly.
Okay. So that is.